Well, happy Tuesday. It is March 5th. I'm Susan Kent, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin with our prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today's entry is entitled, Best Thing Since Sliced. Well, we'll see how I end. Hear now the word of the Lord from John chapter 6, verses 47 through 51. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Now consider this. So what is the best idea that you've ever heard? Apparently, in 1928, the Chillicothe Baking Company had a great idea, and they became the first company to sell sliced bread. Afterwards, people used this moment as a benchmark and a way to denote a great idea or an innovation. And as much as I appreciate this improvement in the world, I am confident in saying that Jesus is the best thing since before sliced bread. When we began this week, we learned that grain was essential to the daily life of the Israelites. It was the center of their existence. So without bread, many of them would not even be able to survive. Well, I would venture to guess that most of us do not worry about surviving each day. What do you believe that you do need in your life? What is it that's essential for daily living? Psychologist Abraham Maslow created a list of needs that every human being has, from the most essential physiological needs like food and shelter to other needs like security, belonging, esteem, and purpose. Many of us tend to worry because we have our own list of what we need to be satisfied. We worry because we don't believe God will provide enough of what we have decided that we need. But there's a key word there. It's enough. Will we have enough? We're worried because we believe that we'll end up with the least. But the truth is that we can trust Jesus because he's not only enough, but he actually is the best. You know, in the Gospel of John, Jesus fed more than 5,000 people by multiplying bread. He took the bare essentials of a few loaves and fish, and he provided all they needed, plus baskets of leftovers. The next day, the crowd went in search of Jesus on the other side of the lake, and they asked him for a sign, like the manna that was given to the ancestors in the desert. Jesus responded to them that he is the bread that they need. But it's so much more than the bare minimum essentials. Jesus is enough because he is the best, and he can multiply all things to be not only enough, but to be overflowing. So is there an area in your life where you don't feel like you have enough physically? It could be money, or a job, or home? Is there a place in your spiritual life where you don't feel like you have enough, maybe enough knowledge of the Bible or experience in prayer? I want to encourage you to surrender your worry to Jesus Christ, the bread of life, the creator of all. we don't have to worry that God won't be enough for our life. Trust me, He is all that we need. The prayer, Lord, why is it that we worry? You truly are everything that we need. You're the one who knows how to provide. So today, we lay down our fish and our bread. We surrender all we have, and we trust you to be all that we need. Amen. The questions for today. Why do you think that Jesus made a point of stressing that, like manna, He came down from heaven? And how does that increase your trust in God? And what does it mean to you that Jesus is the best and the most important need that we have? How will you reprioritize the list of needs that you have in your mind? For The Awakening, I'm Susan Kent. I hope you have an incredible day.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.